With Apple announcing the iPhone 7 this week, it's not just good news for those early adopters who want the latest Apple gear, but also those who are looking to grab maybe an iPhone 6 or iPhone 5 at a better price. Now, joining me on Tech Daily today is Meg English from eBay Australia to talk about the impact the iPhone 7 may have on used phone sales. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Now, digging into the eBay data that you can get your hands on from previous new smartphone releases, is there a spike in used phone sales whenever a major new handset sort of hits the market?
Yeah, every single time a new handset comes out, we see a whole load of activity on eBay, and it's not surprising. Australians are flat out obsessed with smartphones. I think we have about the second highest penetration in the world when it comes to smartphone adoption. So there's a huge amount of interest. Just in the last 12 months, we've seen about 9.6 million searches for the iPhone. That is a huge amount of activity. And whenever a new headset is coming out, that activity spikes. We see huge amounts of traffic coming to the site, seeing what they can get, what people can get their hands on, what sort of bargains there might be.
Right, but this trend isn't just around, I mean, obviously at the moment it's all about iPhone, but say other major handset releases like, you know, the Samsung Galaxy phones and that sort of thing, it's also for those handsets too, right?
Yeah, definitely. So Samsung is really interesting. The interest in Samsung is growing every single year. So iPhone still absolutely reigns supreme in this market. But in the last 12 months, we've seen about 4.2 million searches for Samsung. And increasingly, Samsungs are holding their value, their resale value too. So that's quite an interesting trend as people start to think about which phone is right for them.
So before, you talked about just the amount or the volume of searches for iPhone, for example, on eBay. But just how big is the used phone market in Australia then?
Look, there are some numbers out there that say there's about $6.8 billion worth of unused handsets out there in the market. So I can't quite imagine how many phones that actually is. People must have two or three in their drawer at any one time. But people are probably more aware now that you can on-sell your phone, that there are people who don't necessarily need the latest and greatest in technology who are quite happy to own the previous model or even the model before that. I mean, the iPhone 5 is quite interesting. We are still selling huge volumes of the 5 and they're fetching up to $480. So that's a significant price to someone. It takes, you know, it shaves off a whole lot of money that you need to outlay for the 7 if that's what you're going for. So I think it's a really interesting phenomenon that we're seeing.
Absolutely. And no doubt many current iPhone users now will be looking to move up to the iPhone 7, preparing to get their hands on that. What tips could you deliver for selling a used phone on eBay?
Look, it's getting easier and easier to sell your phone. Because it is such a big market, we've actually invested in a widget that helps people do that. So it tells you exactly what your handset is worth so that you know what price to set and what value to accept. So that is probably about a two-minute process, very, very easy. You'll be prompted to write a really detailed listing description. You don't want any surprises for your buyer. You'd be surprised what people are willing to accept. You might think that you have scratches and nicks all over it and that that's a problem, but a lot of people are willing to own something like that to buy into the market. And also use really good quality photos. So we know that the more photos you have on eBay, the higher your chances of conversion. So photograph it from all different angles, be really honest about what the product is, and your chances of success are really high. But the one thing that people often forget to do, and I think it's the most important, is don't forget about your privacy concerns and your privacy features. So make sure you're wiping that phone before you send it out.
Absolutely. And what about for people who are looking to buy a used phone on eBay? What tips have you got for them?
Look, do your research. That's probably number one. Make sure that you're getting a bargain. There are bargains out there to be had. So research, contrast different phones. Really think about what's right for you. You know, you might have been an iPhone person your whole life, but actually the Samsungs are where you're going to find some great bargains. And globally, we know that people are moving more and more towards Android. So it's worth taking a look at. And ask questions of your seller. If they are willing to answer questions and be really honest about the value, the condition, what they've used it for, and what features they can share with you, you'll find yourself in a pretty good position.
Excellent. Well, I would suggest people might want to jump along to ebay.com.au right now, have a look and see what you can find. Some great advice there, Meg. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you so much.